One of my favourite pages in the works of Venerable Geshe Kelsang Gyatso Rinpoche is in his book, Joyful Path of Good Fortune, where he's describing the qualities of Buddhas. There's a passage that's entitled, Buddha is very skillful in liberating living beings. And whenever we feel discouraged, whenever we are over-focusing and exaggerating the strength of our delusions, feeling perhaps a little hopeless and helpless, is very helpful to return to that passage, because it describes how during his time teaching in this world directly, Buddha would seek out the least likely candidates for gaining realizations, for achieving liberation and even enlightenment. And many of us will relate to some of those stories. Now, for example, earlier in Joyful Path, there is an extensive description of the story of Lam Chung that is briefly mentioned in this section. And we learn about how Lam Chung couldn't remember a single verse of Dharma, despite trying and trying and trying. And on our study program, sometimes we feel the same way. We're trying to memorize our outlines or the root text or verses from the various sacred texts that we learn. And we just can't remember. It just won't stay. And we maybe feel a bit bad and think, you know, even maybe we think, maybe I shouldn't be on this program. Maybe this isn't for me. Maybe this is for people with cleverer minds and sharper intellects and better memories. And maybe this isn't right for me. Even though in our heart, we love Dharma and we love to benefit others. And then we read the story of Lam Chung and we see that he had it way worse than we do. And Buddha enters into his life and gives him some simple practices that Lam Chung humbly and joyfully engages in. And as a result, is able to completely purify his mind and gain extraordinarily profound realizations. And learning that story, we think, well, if he can do it, well, then I can do it. Which is precisely why Buddha went out of his way to find people, knowing that in future, people like us would find it easy to get discouraged, easy to think, oh, I can't do this, there's no chance, look how strong my delusions are. In this passage on how skillful Buddha is in liberating living beings, another story that's mentioned is the story of Angulimala, the angriest person alive at that time. And of course, we will sometimes get angry with our loved ones, maybe with our teachers, maybe with our Sangha friends. And again, at those times, we might feel profoundly discouraged. I get angry even with the people I love. What hope is there? You know, I so wanted to practice patience, to be accepting, to be forgiving, to be full of love. And look how that turned out. Look how angry I got. How ashamed I feel. But instead of feeling discouraged, we can remember the story of Angulimala and how Buddha sought him out to help him. And even though Angulimala's anger and his actions were vastly worse than anything we would ever do, Buddha was able skillfully, gently, to coax him towards the liberating path. In the section on how skillful Buddha is, there's the story of Sridhata. Again, sometimes we might think, I've left it too late. I don't have the time. I don't have the energy. My mental and physical faculties are getting weaker and weaker. I'm not going to be able to gain realizations. And Sridhata was very aged when Buddha was able to teach him the Dharma and lead him to liberation. With all of these stories, the story of the divine musician Pramudita, and his incredible pride, the story of Nanda and his strong, extreme desirous attachment. All of these stories, Buddha enacted, Buddha sought out these examples so that we could never think, I'm hopeless. We could never think, I can't do it. Because we just need to remember, well, what I'm suffering from is nowhere near as extreme as what that person was. And look, Buddha reached out. Buddha met them. Buddha was able to turn their life around. And with that hope, with that burgeoning confidence we develop, we start to realize, well, Buddha has also entered my life. Living Buddha has found his way into my life, into my heart. And if I rely upon the teachings of my spiritual guide, I will gain the same results. This is not a hopeless situation at all. This is, in fact, the best situation I have ever found in all of my lives. I have met a holy spiritual guide. The path to enlightenment is unobstructed, flowing in front of me. I just need to engage humbly, joyfully, like Lam Chung, like Angulimala, and I will arrive at my liberating path.